The 8-term congressman didn't say why he's leaving politics, only that it's time to turn the page on this life chapter. Within hours, talk of who'd replace him dominated social media and the news. But a few of the speculated names, like Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, say they have no interest. Here he is on Wednesday.
I've got big, bold vision for this city that I'm looking forward to executing in the years ahead.
Curry is less than a year into his mayorship, and he has big, long-term goals like fixing the city's pension crisis. So what about his close friend, Florida Governor Rick Scott? The governor has a fat war chest of contributions. But at the same press conference, Scott says he's focused on finishing his second term.
Congressman has been a friend for quite a while before he was ever in Congress. And he's done a really good job. I left a message for him this morning. Hopefully I'll hear back from him today. But he'll be sorely missed.
Politicos have theorized Scott's preparing for a Senate run in 2018 instead. So who's likely to jump in? Florida politics writer A.G. Gankarski said on First Coast Connect Thursday, a former Jacksonville sheriff is best positioned.
John Rutherford is looking at it very strongly. He told me that at FloridaPolitics.com. He told the Florida Times Union that. Michael Munns, Peter Rummel, Lenny Curry, they're all behind Rutherford. If he's in, I'm in, Lenny Curry said.
Crenshaw's is one of several North Florida seats that are up for grabs this November. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.